So I've arrived at this new level of self-actualization where I just don't care. I just don't care about the problems. I want to help people. I see the police brutality and there's an idea that I want to make sure gets talked about. But I'm not all mad and worked up about it. It doesn't control me. I control it. And I don't know if that makes any sense. You know, you've got to be at the place where you're free to care deeply about your own ethical soapbox. You're concerned about the ethics, not the events. The events don't grip you, so you can see clearly and you can talk about the issues and actually make a difference. But see, if someone knocks the milk over on the kitchen table and there's milk dripping all over the floor and on the iPhone and getting into the computer and frying everything and the house catches on fire because the milk went in the wrong place, and you're all angry about that, you can't think. There's people, no, that happened, that is bad, I should be upset. No, you're justifying it. It's called rationalizing. It's not, no, you shouldn't be. That should not control you. You should be focused on stopping the melt quickly or cleaning it up quickly or putting out the fire, whatever. That was somewhat hyperbolic, but you don't want circumstances and events to control you. In that sense, you want to not care. And so, you know, I've had some interesting encounters this past week. A number of encounters with church folk. Met one here in Taiwan. I don't know how crazy this is going to sound. I know you're listening to me because of crazy. And I'll tell you, someone's going to go off and say, okay, you've got this theory. It's not a theory for me. It's a reality. This changed my life so that when I had to break and dropped my motorcycle, got bumps and bruises, abrasions, had to patch up, I really didn't care. I still don't. Now, I looked at a lady and I told her in Chinese, you're dangerous. I told her that once. But I said, I don't care. Go about your work. I'm busy. I don't care. I hope that that incident warned her about the danger that she was putting her child in. Most Taiwanese reaction time isn't that quick and she would have been smashed. And her kid might have gone to the hospital. I think she realized how lucky she was, but that's not my business. Attitude is altitude. I'm focused on myself and I didn't care. I was there to go see my buddy. So I went over and picked up my motorcycle, picked it up. Put everything back together, got some lost parts that fell in the street, no damage done. Went and saw my buddy, took the hydrogen peroxide I carry with me, poured it on my wounds. People asked if I needed help, said no. Went and saw my buddy. Now he said, you got to clean that and patch that up. You got to put something on that so blood doesn't get all over the place. You got viruses out in the air and you got to patch that up. So he patched it up, but I didn't care. I've had this experience. So, I don't know. I don't want to argue. So I had the things that made me care and that bothered me all my life were, how would you call it? If you've known any seers, they're red snakes. You know anyone who sees angels and demons and monsters or whatever, and they all see the same types of critters. These are red snakes. In fact, I've talked to the seer who saw one. I can feel them. I can sense their presence in spiritually, emotionally, same thing. And that's my reality. How I sense them, because I see spirit and emotion as the same basic thing. And so I sense an emotional strand of energy passing through someone's body. And I'll ask my seer friend, do you see any red snakes anywhere? They look around and they point to the place that I'm sensing it. And it's like, yeah, right there. And they don't understand what they see. They just see it and it freaks them out. Well, I had one of these lodged in my chest and I couldn't get it out. I'm not interested in you re-theorizing and trying to be smarter than me with the situation that I got through. I'm not going to get into that discussion. All I know is I was walking down the street and Jesus said, go for a walk. I'm going to take this thing out of your chest now. I'm like, do I have to do anything? He said, no, just I'm going to take it out. And I could feel it kind of rip out. And since then, I haven't cared about a thing. I just don't care. And so I'm free to love, which is what I want to do. I didn't need emotional counseling. This is the payload of the talk this week. I didn't need emotional counseling. I didn't need therapy. I didn't need motivational ideas. All those are good and useful. But the important, good, positive responses that I needed weren't happening because I had a thing, an energy strand, a bad energy strand lodged in my chest that had to get taken out. Now, that's not demon possession. Demons are conscious. This is just all about energy and emotions. It messes with emotions. Demon possession is a whole different story. It's that's supposedly not possible for Christians or whatever. That's another discussion. Demons are like fallen angels. This is just a red snake. It's an emotional thing. It's as sentient as a dog. You know, it can see you, it can respond, but it's not a conscious being that can take over your body. But it can certainly sit up on your shoulder and poop and pee places and make a mess. And that's what we're dealing with. So we've got a spiritual problem. Now, here's the thing. That thing in my chest was making me act like a lot of really rude, mean, unfriendly church folk, and many times pastors can act on their worst days. Not accusing people, but you know this attitude. So I'm talking to an American here in Taiwan. I'm like, well, you know, what are you here? He's like, well, I'm a missionary. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so how does that work? He says, well, we go to churches and see if we can help with something. Like, okay, well, that's great. I've got a small YouTube channel. I could do an interview with you. I'm sure a lot of people would be helped by it. He goes, well, I have to check and see your channel content. Paul was happy that people were preaching about Jesus in order to stir up trouble because Jesus was getting talked about. What the heck kind of mental constipation is going on? I have to look at your channel to see what your content is. No, you don't. Not if you're serious about your work. You know, the newspaper runs your letter to the editor. That doesn't mean that you agree with everything in the newspaper unless you've got a spirit lodged in your chest that's making you worry about problems, keeping you weak, and making you annoying so that you can't think and you care about things that don't matter. So the problem with the police, the problem with church-going Christians is not the need. It's not something that calls for ideas or lecturing or changing our thinking. It's a spiritual problem. They've got an energy thing going on. It's a red dragon snake thing in their body, on their body. Or if we want to talk yoga, I suppose, or chakras, the energy is blocked and it needs to get unblocked. And that's what's wrong with the police. That's why this police officer shot this kid. He's got this energy problem. He gets angry too easy and he's not dealing with it. And he's not going to get help from Sunday morning. We have to be honest about what our problem really is and how deep it goes. You need to address it. I know someone out there is going to say, you're making excuses, Jesse. I don't think saying this is the problem we need to address is any kind of an excuse. Although people might think so if they've got their energy all messed up, whispering weird ideas into their minds. I know. I used to be there. But I don't care anymore. I don't care. And now that I'm set, I gain respect, but I don't care. I just want to do better. Do better. See you next week.